The White House says the fleet of drones spotted in the skies over New Jersey in late 2024 were authorized to be flown by the FAA. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt offered insight into the drones from behind the podium as part of the first press briefing of the second Trump administration. She said many of the drones were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research, but some were for other reasons.
Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy.
In December, Trump suggested the Biden administration knew more about the mysterious drones than was being made public. Five Quaker organizations, including the Philadelphia Yearly Meeting of the Religious Society of Friends, filed a lawsuit this week against the federal government to stop any immigration enforcement activities during religious services. WHYY's Kristen Mossbrooker Garza has more.
Philadelphia Quakers want to preemptively stop any immigration enforcement actions, such as raids by ICE agents, from happening inside their religious buildings. The Department of Homeland Security has long exempted places of worship from ICE enforcement, until the Donald Trump administration reversed course this year. The lawsuit claims that allowing federal agents to drag out immigrant congregants during religious service would be a violation of the freedom of religion. Pennsylvania's founder, William Penn, was a Quaker, a community persecuted for practicing their religion, who sought refuge in Philadelphia. Kristen Mossbrooker Garza, WHYY News.
39 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia as we head into the evening. Overnight, temperatures drop down to around freezing. For Wednesday, we are slightly warmer, a few degrees than today, partly cloudy skies with plenty of sunshine still. Then on Thursday, clear with highs right around 40 degrees. It's 5:06, and you're listening to member-supported WHYY.